Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Greg.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're looking for Tawny?
Yeah.
What happened, man? Talk to us.
All right. So I'm seeing her for a little while now.
Okay.
But ever since the last time I hung out with her, I haven't heard back from her at all. No calls. No texts. It's a total ghosting thing.
Okay, so what the hell? Okay, last time you guys hung out, did anything weird happen?
Yes.
Okay.
So the only thing I can think of is she did find a pocket I had.
Okay. Slow down.
Oh, Lord.
You can't just blurt something like that out. You got to prepare us for that.
That's the reason why. Thanks for calling. No. Kidding. She found a pocket that you had?
Yes. A friend gave it to me as a joke, like during quarantine, and I just forgot to throw it away.
Right.
Okay. Is that the lie you're going to go with?
Yeah, yeah. So you never used it?
No, I never used it. And I know you don't believe me, probably.
No.
And she probably doesn't either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now that I think about it, I don't think I believe myself.
But why did you, if your friend gave it to you and you weren't planning to use it, why didn't you immediately throw it away?
I don't know. I know, like, I had it as a joke. Like, I posed naked with it for a picture to send to my friend.
Hearing yourself say the words makes you come to a realization, right?
Yeah, it really kind of does.
Yeah. If we call her, she might say that's not it. Here's where it gets scary. If she says that's not it,
right, then I don't know.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
Oh, no.
Hang on the phone. I can't. Please. So here. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call Tawny now, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tawny?
This is me, excuse me.
Yes, it is?
Yeah, it's Tawny.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Tawny, good morning. I'm so sorry that... So there's three of us on the phone. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. And I'm so sorry we're waking you up this early in the morning, but it's for a really, really good reason. Can I just explain?
Hold on. Hold out a minute. I'm literally, like, still laying in bed. Who the f*** are you again?
Okay. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The reason we're calling you is because we got a call from a gentleman who wanted us to call you on his behalf. And it's a guy who you know, and I'm going to tell you his name. He would love to take you out on a date to the place of your choosing. So basically, you tell us when you're free, you tell us where you'd like to go, and we'll set the whole thing up, and you and this gentleman can eat and drink for free.
Wait, anywhere? Like one of those expensive Italian spots in the North End?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere. You name it.
Okay. And who are we talking about?
Okay. So his name is Greg. Now, apparently he said you guys were hanging out and he hasn't heard from you in a little bit.
I can't switch, can I?
To another guy? No,
fast.
Unfortunately, it has to be Greg. Now, he does want to apologize if it's because of what you found at his house last time you were there.
I think I know what you mean.
Yes.
But that's not why.
I'm sorry, that's not why?
No.
It's not because of the sex toy you found?
No.
Oh.
Well, then. Could you please, you know, just so we can give him closure, because he seems confused. He thinks it's because of that. If that's not it, could you tell us why so we can let him know?
It's a little hard to explain.
I mean, listen,
trust
me, we've heard, I don't think there's anything that we have not heard that, that is, people have said is hard to explain.
All right. So Greg and I were having a really fun time together, and he kind of opened up this, like, sexual side to me that I didn't know I had.
Mm-hmm.
It was different and stuff that I actually didn't know I was into.
Okay.
But then he wanted to kick it up a notch. Oh, my God. I can't even believe I'm about to say this on the air.
You want to kick it up a notch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys sitting down? I'm assuming you're sitting
yes.
down.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait to hear this.
All right. So Greg said, here's a thing for unkempt ass.
What ass?
Unkempt.
Unkempt dirty. Ass?
Okay. That's what I thought you meant.
What does that mean?
It's like he didn't want me to shower because he loves the way I smell naturally. And I was like, all right, what the hell? Like, that's kind of odd. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So I started off not showering for a day. Then I went 2, then 3. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, no, you should not shower for like a week.
Okay. I'm getting so grossed yeah. out.
A week?
And that was a humongous mistake.
Okay. Why?
Because people at work were trying to figure out who the hell smelled like raw dirty ass.
Oh, my God.
And you know when you get to that point where you can just kind of like sit forward and you can smell yourself?
Oh, no.
And it got disgusting. So I just said, you know, he's a cool guy, but this is just too much too fast. And so I kind of just ghosted him.
Oh, well, guess what? You actually just told him because Greg is on the phone. He heard what you said. Greg.
Yeah. Hey, seriously, that's why you ghosted me? You could have just said no. I totally would have understood.
I wanted to, but Greg, it looked like you'd be crushed if I said no.
Greg, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
At what point in your life that you discovered that you like a smelly woman?
I did date this chick who played soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one day, like after her game, we messed around in her car right after she finished playing. And it just became a thing after that.
So she'd finished playing. She was all sweaty. You'd have sex with her. That turned you on. And that made you go, you know what? I just want a woman who doesn't shower for a week.
Yeah, that's a bit of an ass, you know? I mean, you're not the one having to walk around smelling yourself and having a line.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you. Everyone has their thing, okay? Some people like to talk it. Not my thing, I promise you. I like a woman who smells natural. That's my thing.
Okay. So listen, I mean, how about, now that we know that that's why she stopped calling you, but she did say you were a nice guy, how about, you know, listen, we agree to something less than a week. Something right before Tawny gets to the point where she actually smells herself, and you guys keep this thing going. At least go on another date where you can negotiate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love hanging out with you. I would not ask anything crazy of you again like that. Like maybe 2 or 3 days top, or on weekends, or if you're even up to it.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, maybe I could, like, work out right before the date or something. I don't know. Let's do it.
Yes!
Yes!
Wow! Right.
Yes!
Right. I won't ask for anything extreme, I promise you. I'll never do that again.
Yeah, just shut up and make sure you get rid of that pocket, all right?
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at Hot969Boston.com/help.